Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Mary Jo Ehrman, author and business owner of Fiscal Bridge, LLC.
Mary Jo Ehrman. Okay, first of all, let's talk about your background and how you, kind of your journey to where you are as an author and, you know, this kind of this whole farming thing.
Well, I started in the business in 2010. And I basically just accidentally came upon it. I was still mad about my losses in the stock market in 2009 and was looking for something in a place, something different, non-traditional, in a place to put my money that I didn't have to put it at risk. Accidentally came upon the infinite banking concept, and so I decided that, well, I'm from a farm. I love farmers, and so I'm going to write a book for farmers. And I had to write the book for farmers because they wouldn't believe me when I showed them that they could get away from the banking system. And so in order to show them that, I wrote the book, and here we are today.
That's interesting. I just spoke with Roger Johnson, president for the National Farmers Union this morning, and he addressed kind of one of the big issues in farming right now is young people trying to figure out how to do it, how to get a handle on it, how to make it work. Do you find that that is one of the big problems? And if so, does your book help satisfy that?
Oh, absolutely, it's a problem. And it's a problem, I see that, because I'm looking at their financials every day, I see that it's a financial problem, young or old. It really doesn't matter. The younger ones are not getting the loans just because they don't have the collateral. So then dad's got to put up the collateral. So it's tough regardless. I just see the banks are pulling back because they're really scared that we're going to have a repeat of the 80s. And we're very, very close to that. So they're pulling back. They're not giving money. And farmers have to find a way to prepare for that. You know, and what I say all the time is we're making the bank plan B, not plan A. So absolutely, my book addresses that. We have to get away from the banking system. It's a process, but that process has to start somewhere.
You mentioned a cycling event of the 80s, of course. For me, I'm thinking of land prices. You know, back then, I think to buy a house or some land or something like that, we're talking 18-20%, which is like credit card fees to buy land. And of course, the price of wheat and corn and everything else, there were some real problems back in the 80s. What makes you see the signs? I see the signs too, but what signs do you see heading down that path?
Well, banks just aren't lending. They don't, because of the 80s, they were stuck with all kinds of land. They don't want that land. Banks want liquidity. They want liquid money. They want cash flow coming into the bank so that they can make more money. They don't make money off of land just sitting there. So they're pulling back and saying, hey, we don't want to lend you money if your books aren't correct. And we don't want to take that chance because we already did it once, and that could really hurt us. So does it matter where interest rates are? Not necessarily, because they want cash flow. And if there's no cash flow, they're not making money.
Sure, and I suppose that a lot of the credit score has to do with kind of the shift in perception. Would that be a fair statement?
I know that's a good question. I don't know how they look at credit scores because they always want collateral, you know. So if you don't have the collateral to put up for it, they're not going to give it. Every bank is a little bit different. What I've seen is that the banks really loved the farming industry when corn was $7 a bushel. They would lend money to anybody. Now that corn is $3 to $4 a bushel, they're not lending money to anybody. So, and a lot of those banks that were lending money to farmers quit lending money to farmers. I have a lot of clients that couldn't get loans because it's not that they had bad credit. It's not that they didn't have collateral. It's that the bank said, I'm not playing this farming game anymore. You're going to have to go elsewhere. And that really puts a farmer in a hard position, too. So it's not all about just, hey, my credit score is bad. It's what is the bank doing does the bank president and the bank board understand the farming industry? In most cases, they may not. They're not the ones out there farming, so they don't want to take that risk. They'll go to a different industry that's maybe doing better, where they have much less risk of having to have collateral sitting on the books that's not going to do anything.
Mary Jo Ehrman on the line with us, author of Farming Without the Bank and Wealth Without the Bank or Wall Street. She's also sponsoring an event coming up, the Secure Wealth Builders Conference, happening in Bismarck, North Dakota. Talk to me about this conference a little bit, as far as your involvement and what topics are going to be covered.
Well, it is a two-day event that I'm sponsoring because nobody's doing finance conferences to teach people that there's a different way and there's a more secure way to make money, just like the banks are making money, just like the wealthy are making money. So we are going to cover, obviously, how to think and protect your wealth, like the banks and the wealthy, and which is talked about in my book. And then we're going to cover some estate planning and to estate plan correctly so that you're not losing money to the courts through probate and taxes. We're going to talk about why long-term care is important, because we have a huge issue with people not having the long-term care, causing families to break up. And then we're going to have Barry Dyke, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Pirates of Manhattan, and he's going to be talking about Wall Street and the banks and what they're doing with money and what the economic outlook is.
You've mentioned quite a bit about farming. That, of course, is your background, the ag industry. But to me, it sounds like some other people could probably benefit from this information. Who do you expect to attend this?
You know, obviously, I work with farmers. But I work with everybody. I mean, I have two books for a reason. One, because non-farmers are saying, hey, can you write a book that doesn't have farm analogies in it? And so anybody is welcome to come to the conference. The people that are going to probably really want to be there are those people that they don't want the risk of the market. They want to use their money today without penalty. They want to create a retirement that they know is going to be there. And retirement meaning either you're going to retire off the farm or you're going to retire from a job. Our farmers aren't preparing for retirement any more than the employees are preparing for retirement. So just preparing and knowing that money is going to be there and safe is important. So if those are things that matter to you, if you want to learn the truth about what's going on economically and you want to hear what Barry has to say, then you're going to probably want to be there.
And this is the Secure Wealth Builders Conference. When is that? Again, and where do you have that information, maybe where it's located, time, that sort of thing? I left the note in the other room, and I apologize.
That's okay. It is November 17th and 18th here in Bismarck, and it's at the Ramada. So if you want tickets, you can go to maryjoehrman.com or farmingwithoutthebank.com, and you can get them at either one of my websites. You know, my final thought is what we're doing is not working. The 401ks, people are working. You go to Walmart, Menards, and our local grocery store, and that's where you see all these elderly people. Are they working because they have to, or are they working because they want to? If you want some guarantees to retire, if you want to be like the Rockefellers and you want to have money, look at where the banks are putting their money. Look at where the wealthy are putting their money, and it's not what we're being told. We're being told to do what the poor people are doing.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mary Jo Ehrman, author and business owner of Fiscal Bridge LLC, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.